I could put it there in Priya and Vaishnavas 101 that yes, when let's be honest about it. When I joined the ISKCON in the late 70s, and that lasted, I don't know how it is now. There were these young Western and Indian disciples of Srila Prabhupada, but then also became our gurus, and then us, the grand disciples, as we call them, call us, who were ISKCON, really. And we learned this ISKCON because it's Srila Prabhupada and Sipit succession and so on is the greatest and most real, if not the real, Vaishnava movement group in the world. Yes, there was a superiority thinking there. Even that all the other sampradayas, all the other, even different other branches of Gaudiya, some mission sampradaya, what to speak of others and other religions, they were lower. They hadn't understood everything that we had. We had the absolute truth because we had Prabhupada and so on. So there was, and I hope it still isn't, quite a bit of pride there. You know, our leaders, our gurus, our swamis, they are extraordinary. These Western American and German and whatever, especially. And yes, to be fair, there was sometimes this kind of implicit idea that the Western devotees were the real ones. Because that's where ISKCON had started, and you know, especially those who got directly trained there by Prabhupada in America or elsewhere. They were the real ones, the advanced ones. But then we learn, if we dare to look and read, for instance, of a conversation that Srila Prabhupada had, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, basically at his last bed, last time of his life here, with one of his godbrothers, or one of his friends, another Vaishnava devotee. From this Gaudiya, mission there in India, a sannyasi, and he was at one point just completely open to him, saying that please help to maintain and continue this movement after I leave, because my disciples, they're like animals. Something to that effect, that it really made me react, that yes, there he was with his friends, those that he considered his equals, revealing how he saw these young Western wild disciples. Crazy hippies who he managed to somehow get somewhat together. But how they were fighting and struggling for power, this and that, and struggling with their senses that were going wild, and they had grown up with drugs and meat eating and all kinds of completely wild sexual life. And you don't change that in a few years. And now they were leading his movement when he was passing away. So I can understand how it looks there from his point of view, But then how it looked from the disciples' point of view after he left. How they thought about themselves and each other, and how he thought about them. What a gap of difference there. And of course, we should accept, if we are real followers of him, his view on things.